when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where, let's be honest, at this point, we're getting all of our good ideas from you. So please don't leave us hanging, whether it's on Twitter, in email, on Instagram. You are the thingerators, the thing generators. We're seeing things all over the place.
We're seeing things, but most of our things are squirrels in our backyard. So please tell us your things. What are you seeing?
I want you guys to know that the pre-show has literally consisted of us swapping gardening tips. That is the level of homesteading that is occurring as quarantine goes on.
We promised you that Molly would be a crazy plant lady at the relaunch of this show.
And I mean,
by
right?
golly, we're getting there.
Little did we know.
Little it would only take know. A global pandemic to make it finally happen.
They're all still alive, except the lavender. The lavender died.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I have a bunch of carrot. We're not going down that road. Let's
No gardening. We have things that are not gardening.
My thing today is a future thing. I'm calling it. I'm calling it now. I'm calling my shot. And we can circle back when we finally notice it, because I'm 100% sure we're going to see an example. It won't happen soon, though. Okay, so this is something that, like many things, will require a vaccine. But at some point, people are going to start talking about what they miss from the lockdown. We're going to get some quarantine nostalgia. Right. Because right now it's all like, oh, my gosh, when is this going to end? And time is crazy and we're living through it. But at some point, when people are back to work and they're back in offices and going out, folks are going to start talking about, like, you know, but the nice thing about it was dot, dot, dot.
Right. Totally. I think you are 1,000,000% right. And here's why. Because I think we have also entered the I'm already starting to see us enter the phase of you know, quarantine isn't so bad.
Right, right.
Like, there are definitely people out there who, and again, I mean, they're people like us, right? They're people who are very lucky to be in safe situations with not a lot to do other than kind of homestead. And so there are people who are cautiously starting to admit that, like, maybe running around in traffic all the time, or, you know, getting all dressed up or putting on lashes or whatever it is that you had to do isn't so bad compared to, like, spending time with your family or just kind of chilling, like taking your circle down to the barest minimum and not consuming so much. Like, I could totally see a time when we're like, life was simpler then.
Oh, old millennials are going to be insufferable to their grandkids. Oh, you know, during the pandemic, we didn't have the option to blah, blah, blah.
I had to source chanterelle mushrooms from local CSAs. It was crazy.
I tweeted yesterday, like, why does grandma hate sourdough bread so much? Oh, dear. She lived through the pandemic.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. And yep, you are absolutely sure. You are so, so right. We may even see it happening while it's happening.
Uh-huh.
And then certainly in the future, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like,
no, there's going to be a little moment of, again, for people who didn't get sick, for people who weren't in dire financial straits, for, you know, this is a slice of people who are going to say, like, oh, it wasn't so bad because I didn't lose my job and I didn't go on a ventilator. But yeah, that's, I'm calling that one. There's going to be a strain of that.
I love that. I think that's amazing. My first thing has literally nothing to do with quarantine.
Okay,
it's just good. That for some reason, quokkas are a thing. The little Australian animal. Now I got to look it up and make sure I'm getting its, like, you know, origins correct. A quokka The only member of the genus Cetonyx is a small macropod about the size of a domestic cat. It's like a cute little animal. They're related to, they're in the wallaby family.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And they're super smiley. Yes, they live
in
Australia.
They're like tiny, cute, smiley wallabies.
They're tiny, cute, smiley wallabies. And I think the fact that they smile all the time is maybe it's because everybody's in the good news vibe or whatever. But it was like there was a guy back in 2015 who posted this quokka selfie. And he was like, look how happy this animal is. And now this animal is a freaking thing. Like they're just, and people are like, but look at this happy little smiley animal. It'll make you feel better. And then there was a funny one the other day that went around that I, of course, like dutifully passed on to all of my friends. That was actually a little bit like bummer quokka. Like if you're feeling bad about your parenting, remember quokkas toss their babies at predators so that they can escape. And then there's like the world's cutest animal with its little baby. But, and I knew that, and I was like, God, I am really seeing these quokkas showing up everywhere. And in all these little memes. And then just this week, I'm finding the exact date, May 11th, this person posted a whole thread of photos of Adam Driver as quokkas. And so it's a whole thread of times when Adam Driver looked apparently like a quokka. And I was like, yep, and it's they're a thing.
Uncanny.
They're a thing.
It's uncanny how much Adam Driver's expressions match the expression of a quokka. I mean, he's not fuzzy like a quokka. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about. It's the expression. It's his smile is a quokka smile.
Yeah. It's like a smile without teeth kind of. Mm-hmm. And then there's just something, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that it would work. It makes no sense that it works. And yet it does. And also quokkas are a damn thing. And now you're going to start seeing everywhere all these little memes with all these little critters that smile and you'll be like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Let me tell you all about this.
As soon as I saw you put this in our rundown, I was like, oh, yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot of references to quokkas out of nowhere lately.
I was actually starting to wonder if like all the little smiles on them were photoshopped.
Right.
But apparently
they don't
not.
Look real.
They really don't look real. They have a little bit of a panda.
It looks like
them.
A Photoshop tool that's like morph this mouth to make it look like it smiled. That's their natural smile.
And evidently, that is their natural smile. Yep. Anyway, there you go. And also, the Adam Driver as quokka thing is delightful and hilarious.
Our producer, Rich, asks the question, the important question, have you ever seen Adam Driver resist the urge to throw his children when threatened?
We can never know.
We can never know.
I'm not saying he did, but no one can say he didn't.
Yeah. Science is waiting for evidence. We need to have a double-blind study on this.
Exactly.
Well, my other thing actually stems right out of this because it is a meme. And in fact, it is a meme that is referenced in one of your quokka example Twitter threads, hilariously.
Oh, my God.
And this is not something where we're calling it a thing early in its lifetime. This is us putting our stamp on it and saying, you know, we should acknowledge this is a very strong thing. It's been a thing for a while. And that is, of course, Karen.
Yeah, Karen. And did you see the unbelievable collision of real life with the Karen meme? This woman named Karen, a C.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You did see it, didn't you? You know exactly where I'm going with this. Okay, so we should back up and say,
yes,
Karen. So yeah.
Karen is the meme, and tell me if this fits what your definition of, but basically Karen is the meme of the person, usually a woman, who is a little bit pushy about rules and getting things right and complaining about other people or things and wants to speak to the manager, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. Karen is almost exclusively an entitled white lady about my age.
Yep.
Not going to lie, I sometimes have my moments with the Karen meme.
Look, we all have a little Karen in us.
We do all have a little Karen with us. And also, it's such a thing at this point, has become such a thing that now there's like the takedown pieces about how the Karen meme has crossed over into sexism and men policing women's behavior by calling them Karens and so on and so forth. But dude, then just as Karen had reached sort of like peak, like it had crossed over into virtually mainstream, this lady named Karen, but spelled with a C, wrote this Medium article in all sincerity saying, you all need to stop baking bread.
That's a very Karen move.
You all need to stop baking bread because I keep going to the store for organic flour and I can't find any. And I have been baking bread and pizza dough for a long time and I prefer it. And you are ruining everything for me with all of your baking. And you don't even care about it. You're just doing it for Instagram. How dare you?
See,
and man, did that not go like she thought it was going to go on the internet.
Karen, the mythical Karen, was complaining about people not wearing masks when the CDC was saying don't wear masks, right?
Right. Totally. That's
the like once it became like, hey, maybe we should all wear masks, Karen just kind of melted off into the ether. Like, well, that's not my battle anymore. It's always a battle that is opposed to some mainstream and with a righteous tone.
Yeah. Now Karen is probably like the lady who slapped the person at Red Lobster for trying to, you know,
right.
make her wait in line.
I've seen several headlines about that, calling that person a Karen.
Oh, really? Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Now, knowyourmeme.com has a speak to the manager haircut Karen section with Arnold Schwarzenegger with the Karen haircut saying, come with me if you want to live, laugh, love.
Oh my God, that is amazing. I know. And Karen has total crossover with the live, laugh, love
yep.
and the gather. Like, yep. yeah, no, it's, yeah.
And the wine stuff. And yeah. Hilariously, I didn't plan this, but you linked to a tweet about quokkas from Absolute Pablito. And underneath it is the Uber Karen of all Karens, Elon Musk. And there's
that's
a picture
amazing.
Of Elon Musk with the Karen haircut on him saying, Karen Musk would like to speak to the manager of California.
Oh, dang. Yeah, the Karen meme apparently is real, real strong in the pandemic too. The Atlantic, which has done, I think we can all agree, the best work of the entire pandemic, has an entire article about how Karen is like the coronavirus villain.
Yeah, because there's the idea that you all want to figure out, like, what's our best strategy? What do we need to do? You know, mm-hmm. let's get through this together. And the Karen metaphor, you know, the Karen meme, the Karen gestalt is to not cooperate and tell everyone they're doing it wrong.
Right, exactly. And Karen needs a haircut. So
I guess we all are a little Karen.
Open
there.
Up.
Yeah.
If you could just quit ruining haircuts for Karen.
Yeah.
It's like a meta meme. It really, and it's a meme for all occasions, for
again,
sure.
I don't know if I want to say we're at peak Karen particularly, but it's definitely like a meme that's been around for a while that is in full strength right now.
Yeah, I think that's really true because it's very malleable mm-hmm. as a meme. And then, I mean, once you have think pieces in The Atlantic about it, you're probably close to peak.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're certainly really at the plateau, I think, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Norbert Fressa in our Discord says, and kids bop, Karen.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, somehow, I'm just going to like side note, somehow we have just not, we have failed to acknowledge kids bop as a thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Norbert.
Thank you. Because it is Kids Bop Kids mm-hmm. is a huge thing. And then Kids Bop Karen. Oh, amazing. Freaking amazing. God, we're having a thing collision. It's like a thing explosion, a thing extravaganza right now.
Yes. Thingularity.
Thingularity. Oh, my God. Can we start Thingularity University as just like a satirical spinoff?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. This is a good quarantine project. Amazing. Speaking of quarantine projects, this next thing is born from like, I am kind of tired of seeing these on Instagram and feeling inadequate. And yet, I guess everybody got the same memo about theme weekends.
Okay.
Have you seen
this? Is this like Mexican food weekend?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Or okay. like sports weekend. Everybody uh-huh. dressed up in their sports gear and we all like, you know, we made sports food and watched sports on TV. Or like literally one lady I know was posting on Instagram about how they had a whole tea party weekend. It might have been a White Rabbit. What's the Alice in Wonderland?
Ah, uh-huh.
And there was like a tea party and there were outfits and hats and stuff and costumes. And I mean, they kind of run the gamut, you know, from really good to kind of a stretch. Some people are doing entire weekends. Sometimes it's just a dinner, but like a lot of times it's costumes and it's, I mean, I think it's a way to entertain children. Is partly. So it's a lot of family stuff.
But children of all ages, probably.
Children of all, I'm sure. Quarantine theme weekend ideas. I'm just going to look some up.
I haven't run into that in my personal life, but I definitely, I feel like I've seen that on Instagram, you know, in passing.
It's definitely, it's like a total Instagram thing that I would never do.
Is it on TikTok?
But it makes me feel like a failure.
Yeah, don't feel like a failure for that. Like, I don't know.
You're like, oh yeah, you do not have to do theme day and theme weekend.
Karen's just going to criticize your theme weekend anyway. Why bother?
She totally is. She totally is. I mean, people are doing cool things too, where they like pretend to go that they're at Disneyland. Like Disneyland is a big, popular like theme weekend one. Yeah. Like you wear your outfits and you pretend you're there. But yeah, no, there. I can't even find any documentation for it. I just keep seeing it popping up on Instagram, which I guess is, you know, kind of the very definition of a thing.
That is a thing, a fertile ground for things to bloom in.
Marchismo says there is a kid on TikTok that's like 13 or 14, has over a million followers for doing themed dinners for his family.
That's cool.
And West Baystar says my sister keeps trying to do that for family Zoom meetings.
This is like cosplay for the life we can't exist in right now.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like the other day I had some wine and I made up little snacks, the kind like you would have at a bar because I was trying
to recreate. You had a theme day.
Yeah. I was like, we were like, oh, I want a little snack to go with this. And so we're like, oh, should we just have chips or whatever? I'm like, no, man, I'm going to like do what would be if we were at a wine bar, what would we get? And yeah, because you're trying to grab a little piece of that normality, I think.
Yep. I can't believe that there's no, I'm like literally like quarantine theme weekend ideas. Where are you, Pinterest?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm shocked.
Get Trust on it, me. Pinterest.
It's a thing. I know producer Rich doesn't believe me anymore, but it is. Some of you are doing it.
No, Italian I can night. Back
they
you
can
up
get
on
a little,
that.
They can get a little questionable, but you know.
Anyway, here's the thing. Send us feedback at itsathing.me.
Yes.
The theme weekends you have either participated in or observed. We need to think spot this.
Yep, we need a think spot. Good call. Feedback at itsathing.me. All right. Speaking of which.
Yeah, exactly. We love getting your things. Keep them coming at that email address, feedback@itsathing.me, or in our Discord. We have a whole channel for things in there. For instance, Paul on Stock Tank Pools wrote, hey guys, I'm usually driving or doing other tasks while listening, but today I'm working at my desk and can finally respond on something. Growing up in Iowa, my grandparents always filled a large round stock tank with water for us to play in when we were at their farm. They had done this for my mom and her siblings as well, and I think it is a pretty normal thing on farms, or maybe it just seems normal to me having grown up with it. I live in Southern California now, and we have a small back patio, so a stock tank is impractical for us. I did, however, just order a foldable wading pool that is actually sold as a dog bath pool so that our daughter can escape the heat a little.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that. Yeah,
also, I've figured out how to justify buying an above ground pool. dog bath.
There you go. And they get overheated. So you just
exactly. Yeah, totally.
Speaking of the Things channel in Discord, they had a moment talking about a way to liven up inside, which is awesome. By Andrea said disco balls in the window is a thing here in my place, and tiny tomato plants, but especially disco balls because then there's just like thousands of tiny lights, which is awesome. Marchismo said, not sure if this is serious or funny, but my husband's newly renovated office includes spinning disco balls.
Mm.
They're a software company for hospitals. It's weird. Are disco balls having a comeback for real? I'm thinking maybe they are.
It kind of sounds that way.
I like that. I like that better than the rainbow. Let's make that the new thing.
Yeah, the disco ball could be the new universal symbol of peace and humanity.
Yes.
It reflects all of us in its and many the party. Faceted
The
surface.
Parties that we like sort of miss, but don't really miss, but say we miss. And then later when we're at a party in 10 years, we're going to be like, God, remember when we didn't have to go to parties? That was great.
Nostalgia. Mm-hmm.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Thing check on aisle Coyote Brown. Coyote Brown at Discord asked for a thing check. Pop-Tart cereal. And included photographic evidence of Pop-Tart cereal. Is this a thing?
My God.
They look like wheat thins, like shredded wheat, mini wheats, but with filling.
With jelly inside or something. I have never seen that. Oh, God, it's strawberry. Yeah. I have not seen this. Tell me if you have. I mean, clearly it exists. The question is it a thing?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing. I mean, it obviously exists for $4.08 a box.
Here's the deal is like, I haven't been to a store in 2 months.
Inside.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Good point.
You tell us.
My grocery store trips were a fertile ground for thing scouting. And that is not the case anymore.
I know. It's really true. Yeah. It's getting more. The things are getting more and more digital other than garden plants, which we're not talking about.
Or squirrels. We got all, if you get the bonus show, you're going to get the scoop. What the things are with squirrels. I'm just telling you. It's worth being a Patreon just for that.
It totally is. And speaking of being a patron, patreon.com/itsathing is where you can contribute if you are in a place to do so. And we have now reached, I believe, everyone's new favorite part of the show, which is the shout outs.
Yeah. Come for the things, stay for the shout outs. Or come for the shout outs, honestly.
Really, just fast forward to the shout outs because they're incredible. Producer Rich has once again created a moment of delight in the long night that is the pandemic for us. And for those people who contribute at the shout out level, I think we got a new one too. Just saying. Yeah. Something's working.
I'm starting to feel like I can't do the shout outs justice. Rich has created the shout outs for That's people amazing. At our top Patreon level based on the nonsensical lyrics of Beck.
Wow. So presumably these are actual lyrics of Beck that Rich has suffered through. We should probably give this guy a raise. Here we go.
Yeah.
I got a stolen wife and a rhinestone life and some good old Brad Sparks.
Some need diamonds, some need love, some need cards, some need luck, some need dollar bills lining their clothes. All I need is Esther Pena.
Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back, retract, collapse in the laugh tracks, noise, response, applause, and hand claps, floodgates open to the sound of Gabrielle Cohen.
Electronic eye vision, astromagnetic, corrupted files from galactical planets, write a new genetic code, thoughts get transported from Neanderthal skulls to Jake Woods.
Damn. There's a place, Beck, who knew how annoying Beck really was. There's a place where you are going you ain't never been before. No one left to watch your back now. No one's standing at your door. That's what you thought Louis St. Amour was for.
It rhymes.
It rhymes.
Neptune's lips taste like fermented wine. Perfume blokes on the Ginza line. Running buck wild like Mike Akins, whose mother never held his hand.
Oh, my God. Also, whose mother never held his hand is brutal.
So back to just like, and I'm not going to refuse to rhyme this last bit.
Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Beck is annoying. Who knew? Love it. I've discovered so many things. I mean, we already knew how incredible you are who support the show. We already knew how incredible Rich was. And now we also know that Beck is incredibly annoying. The things you learn on It's
Every
a Thing.
Every week, it's something new. Thank you.
It really is. If you become a member of It's a Thing, you can come to... We have opened up the Discord for anybody to come and visit and hang out. Only those who support the show can chat. But we're there for you. Thanks for being there for us.
Yeah.
And of course, email us your things and your thoughts. feedback@itsathing.me. Just tell us how you're doing if you want to.
Yeah, you can just say hi. What's
just say up? Hi.
We'll write back. Let's talk to you again next time.
Bye, guys. Happy weekend.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.